Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Pinkney to Pinkney Show, a special edition on Saturday, November 16th. It's been a very, very interesting month. On November 3rd, an all-white jury that was motivated by something other than the truth found me guilty of forgery, 5 counts. They read the verdict, count 1, guilty of forgery. Count 2, guilty of forgery. Count 3, guilty of forgery. Count 4, guilty of forgery. Count 5, guilty of forgery. Who would believe this? Absolutely no evidence to support this. Shameful, disgraceful, but we're talking about Barron County, Michigan. Those of you who want to come here and spend your money, my suggestion, don't do it. Racism is here. It's overflowing with racism. Just the other day, a group of young men wanted to start an uprising. I told them no, yet. And I use that word not yet loosely, because I want people to understand it's more important to come together and plan. With over 90% of the people that live in Benton Harbor are in support of me. Thanks to the courthouse. Normally the percentage would not have been that high. I'm thanking them for finding me guilty of these 5 felonies, because now it's going to bring the community together. I'm excited. I'm very excited. Well, let's listen to a little Tracy Chapman. Let's see what she has to say about this. Let's listen to Tracy Chapman.
Don't you know, talking about a little moonshine now. Don't you know, talking about a little moonshine now. While they're standing in the wheels behind, trying to do it themselves, not me, so tell me time. Wasting time in your boy's life. Sitting around, waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, we're talking about the river moving down. Who are you gonna write up? Yes, there, Jack. Who are you gonna write up? Keep on staring.
And by the table, I started to turn. What about
Because we need one. We have government and we have the corporations have merged against the people. Nobody will believe what is happening today in Benton Harbor unless you live in Benton Harbor. It's shameful and disgraceful. I cannot believe that they could find me guilty without one piece of evidence, only in America. This is about more than an all-white jury. They attacked me because of my class. It was a vicious, cowardly attack on me. I'm not wealthy. Now, everybody in Benton Harbor is in jeopardy. Yeah, I'm saying they don't need evidence to send someone to prison, to jail, to do anything. It's time to take a stand. And I say to you young folks out there, stand up. I took a bullet in the knee, but not in my heart. We're going to win this battle. This may take a little bit more time than ever before. Here, Whirlpool controls not only Benton Harbor and the residents, but also the court system itself. That very, very, very corrupt court system is controlled by Whirlpool. Jeff knows the vice president of Whirlpool's son has so many felony charges on him that they had to lock the courtroom door and kick everybody out. Because they didn't want anybody to know that this hoolum, this low-life sleazeball, was about to try to get him off. Jeff knows the vice president of Whirlpool's son has stacks and stacks and stacks of felonies. And he went inside the courtroom and had them reduced to probably one misdemeanor charge. That's what we're dealing with here in Benton Harbor, Michigan. Shameful and disgraceful. They will do anything to crush you and I if you stand up to them. That's why we must stand up. We must stand up and fight these demons. Because they don't know that one day they are going to have to die. They're going to join Jim Sherry in hell. Yes, he's in hell. And I can't put nobody in heaven, I can't put nobody in hell, but I tell you, Jim Sherry is in hell. That's why it's so important to fight this. I'm going to fight them until the end. This is just another attack on Reverend Pinckney. But the good part about this, Reverend Pinckney can handle it. He's not afraid of them. He's not intimidated by them. That's why he shows up everywhere, almost at the same time. It's an attack on every single person that lives in Benton Harbor, in the state and around the country. I thought the jurors would have enough heart. I thought that they would have enough heart to do the right thing. I thought that they would have enough courage and righteousness to do the right thing. They didn't just fail me. They failed everybody that lived in the city of Benton Harbor. Everybody that lives in this world, period, it shows racism at its best. And let me say this too, which is very, very important. Barron County probably is the most racist county in the nation. It's worse than the 60s in Mississippi. But we have some good people here. And I'll get to that later. We have some good people. We have some good white folks here. And we have some bad ones. We have some good black people here. And we have some bad ones. Nobody have a lock on that. But I am going to tell you a story about some good white folks that live here in Barron County. They didn't just fail me. They failed everybody that lived in the city of Benton Harbor, everybody that lived in the state of Michigan, everybody who lives in this country. There was absolutely no evidence, period. The only thing they could possibly have said was that the petition belongs to me. But it went through several hands. They had only one target, and that was me. Anytime you live in a society that does not take care of its people, you have a problem. And that's what we have here in Barron County. I'm standing up for the people. We want them to understand this fight is going to continue with or without me. In a sense, I'm happy today because people can take a good look at this system here in Barron County. It's a class war. It's us against them, rich against poor, haves against the have not. That's what this adds up to. The point is we have to take a stand. It's about you, your children, your grandchildren. I never thought for a minute that the system could be this broken. It would go to this extreme. They care less about you. They care less about me. They don't care about nothing but those rich folks. It's a war out here. The haves against the have-nots. See, this, they could care less. They only have one thing in mind, that is to make sure they protect the rich. We got to fix this jury system. There was not one person from Benton Harbor, not one person from Benton Township on the jury. Anytime a black man is sitting inside that courtroom and the jury is all white, that is a major problem. For reason unknown, white people always believe that government is right. They lied and said that they didn't believe that government is always right. We asked them that question. They lied. In other words, they was a bunch of liars. They were a bunch of liars. There's nothing worse than having that many people lying at the same identical time about a situation. There's a lot of things that we can do now. We are working on appeal. We are continuing to fight this battle. We're going to stand firm. This is all about the people. This is all about the people. It's all about winning this war. You have these people, these gatekeepers. Michael Seppi, he's a gatekeeper. Sterling Sharrock, he's a gatekeeper. That's all they are. They're nothing but gatekeepers. We have to make sure that they understand that we're here to stay. And we're not quitting. We're not giving up because they want us to give up. We're going to fight this battle until the end. A few supporters made a statement in reference to this. It says that we were very surprised by the verdict. I believe there simply was no evidence whatsoever that he did the deed. There might have been evidence that someone forced the date. The problem, of course, is that the prosecutor was allowed to argue that it was circumstantial evidence. Circumstantial evidence, as close as I can tell, is just suspicion. There will be an appeal, Ted Parrish answered for the defense, Reverend Pinckney. It is a modern-day lynching. After hearing the evidence, it was seen that the decision was made before the trial began. They are looking at Michigan as a glove for dictatorship, and the predominantly black community are the test tube. When you stand up against a large manufacturer appliance in the world, Whirlpool, of course there will be a backlash. Also, Reverend Pinckney was accused of writing and changing my date on my petition, when in fact I wrote my own date. That's correct. I wrote my own date after realizing I had put the wrong date down. But the jury found me guilty of this. Who would believe it? Who would believe this here in America? Only in America. Only in America. Benton Harbor is losing more and more ground. The school system is failing over a city hall. Things are manipulated. They're giving all the land to the developers for nothing. With the arrest over the recall election, people are now afraid. They want people to say, don't kick against the system. This is wrong. From the prosecutor's standpoint, from the People Tribune, the prosecutor dragged 42 people into the courtroom to testify. Many were poor workers. Not one of them said that they did not sign the petition on the date on the petition. Visible angry at the police harassment and threat to their rights, one witness told the prosecutor, "You're going to switch my story." Another said that the police tried to get me to say I signed the paper on the two different days, and I didn't. And in addition, at times, it seemed like a community organization banker was also on trial. Witness was asked if they were a member, whether they had a membership card, who was at the meeting, if Reverend Pinckney was the organizer head, and what was talked about. All in all, the poets among them stood up to this assault. This shows the people ongoing fight for a just America. You are absolutely correct. This was a very, very, very sad day for the prosecutor. They tried to get people to say things that they knew was not true. And what happened here, everybody said that they signed the petition on the date that's on the petition. And the jury heard this. But didn't steal, they charged me with this. Oh, they're going to pay. Oh, ain't no question about this. They're going to pay. We're going to teach these white jurors that you have to do the right thing. And like I said, now, most of the people that follow me are white. And I'm not, and I don't have nothing against them, but I do have something against people who purposely hurt other people for their own interests, or in favor of the corporations, or in favor of the government, which the two is one, which have merged against the people. I'm ashamed of them. And let me talk about this one Pacific juror. It was another sad day for Baron Q, Prosecutor Mike Seppin, and Judge Sterling Surak, who teamed up and fought together to convict me with absolutely no evidence. Just an all-white jury as their only weapon. The only weapon they had, the only evidence they had, was this all-white jury. And like I said before, there are some good people here in Barron County, good white people, good black people, but we also have some bad white people and some bad black people. Several white people from Three Oaks, Michigan, and New Buffalo, Michigan community, both 99.9% white, had contacted me of the juror in my recent trial being racist. Of the juror in my trial being racist. Specifically, they indicated that Gail Freeland was one such juror, that she was a racist. They claimed, which I believe them, that she was a known racist. And she also deal with this Blossom Time and all these other things, but they say she is a racist. And they said all you have to do is look her up and you will find that. I was amazed at some of the things that people were saying in reference to this lady. But the hatred in Gail Freeland's eyes, her expression as she sat on the jury, was plain to see, especially when I was testifying. You could see the hatred in this lady. You could see it. The hatred she had in several of the other jurors, especially when some of the black people testified, telling the jurors, telling the courtroom and the judge how wonderful, wonderful Reverend Pinckney is. He's one of the few people who actually go out and help people. He's one of the few guys that stand up to corruption. He's the guy who stands in. But if anybody know or live in Three Oaks, know where this Gail Freeland might be, throw her out a shout. Let her know that we know all about her. Let her know that we know that she's a racist. Let her know that we know. And her day will come. It's just a matter of time. God is able. I want her to read Deuteronomy 28, starting with the 15th verse. which simply says, if you not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God and do all these things that is right, all these things will come upon you, your husband, and your children. You have an obligation to yourself and to your family to be truthful and honest, and you failed that. The jury biased towards the defense witness and the prosecutor witness and other significant bias that interfered with the legal process and otherwise deprived the defendant of his Fifth Amendment right to due process. The Fifth Amendment to the United States Constitution is often referred to as the Due Process Clause. It prohibits anyone depriving any person of life, liberty, and property without due process. That's what she did. She failed me. She failed the community. She failed herself, her family, her children. There's a lot of stuff here that needs to be brought out. But we're going to take it one step at a time. Anytime you support a whirlpool which rules a company through its corporate puppets, it's amazing. Gentrification has tremendously changed the city of Benton Harbor. Many in this former industrial town that one time had plenty of jobs are now living in dire poverty. Over the years, we witnessed a systematic remaking of the city around the class interests of the corporations. This effort had been led by that blood-sucking global corporation Whirlpool. Gentrification for the rich had created an entirely new environment for the corporation profit-making. Profit-making in place of industrial, Benton Harbor become a visiting land of Harbor Shores with the Jack Nicklaus signature golf course, surrounded by the expensive condominium, hotels, playhouses, and whatever toys the rich needed. It has been a complete assault on the poor. If the rich against the poor and the haves against the have-nots. It could not have happened without the help of Benton Harbor corporate puppets. The puppets are greedy, blood-sucking people who sacrifice the interests of the mass of people to advance themselves. Puppets justify their action by manipulating the social machinery which controls the opinion of the people. To advertise on a scale that could reach tens of thousands of people is expensive. To reach and persuade group leaders who can dictate the public thought and action is a wise expense. Whirlpool corporations believe every person, black included, can be bought and sold for a price. And some can. Benton Harbor corporate puppets include pastors, leaders, who are all property pimps. This includes Mayor James Hightower. We call him Lowtower, because he's about as low as you can get. He's a scumbag, a low-life scumbag. Talking about Ruthie Harrison, Sharon Henderson, Leonard Seawood over the school system. Shameful and disgraceful. The corporate puppets that control the churches, those who demand 10% of everything you get, identify with the scribes and the Pharisees, who was the historic enemy of Christ. Puppet pastors receive money from the government and corporations to help themselves control the community. Puppet pastors who are not in the community, supporting the community and city, should not receive our tithes and offerings. When a church ceases to have a heart in the ministry of its community and city, it could perish. The question is, do we have a shadow government? Do we have a fascist government? Fascism is the unity between government and the corporations. It's leaders and corporations. This seems to be what we have. We need to get involved in the struggle for the survival of our community. One step is to join the international boycott of all Whirlpool products. All, not some. MagiChef, KitchenAid, you name it. Kenmore. We must boycott all Whirlpool products. It's important. The people have to take a stand and say enough is enough. Who will believe today that they still burning crosses and hanging nooses here in the city of Benton Harbor? They're still wearing their sheets, but they're using robes, shirts, and ties. What they're doing to our people is criminal. But what is worse, we're allowing it to happen. We cannot allow them to continue to destroy our community and the future of our children. Anybody who send their child to Benton Harbor school system don't love their child. Because you are not getting an education. Because they don't want you to have an education. They don't need black people to have an education. And they're going to do everything within their power to stop it. That's the pipeline from high school to prison that they're setting up. You can go to prison here with a they'll send a sandwich to prison. This is what this system is made of. We have to say no more. We have to say enough is enough. We have to say that we're not going to allow this to continue. Until we say this is going to continue. And some of us may have to go to jail. Some of us might even get shot. Some of us might even get killed. But we must continue to fight this battle. Sure, they have tanks. But the Vietnamese whooped them. The Vietnamese whooped them. The Viet Cong, they call them. Viet Cong, yeah, like, you know, a derogatory name. That's how they try to use them. But they won. They whooped this country into submission. And that's what may happen. If we get enough people to step up and do what needs to be done, we might even have the Russians and the Chinese joining us in this fight. Maybe supplying us with arms or whatever we need. We are in a battle for our life here. I tell you, if they could send a person to jail with no evidence at all, none, when I said none, absolutely none, nothing, not one single person can say that Reverend Pinckney did anything wrong. But we have 12 racist jurors, about as racist as you can get, came up with a theory, no evidence, but we are going to send him to jail. Michael Sethick told them, the prosecutor, we don't have any evidence, not one piece of evidence, but will you send Reverend Pinckney to jail? Would you find him guilty? His exact words. We don't have any evidence. But we're starting to try to send people to jail with no evidence. You don't need evidence to send someone to jail. You don't need evidence. And here's the kicker. He told them, your decision is final. Well, I'm here to tell you, your decision is not final. I'm going to show you that your decision is not final. We are in a battle for our life. Those of you who are around here, I say to you, to each and every one of you, it's time to step to the plate. It's time for us to start doing something different. We are going to have to stop them before they stop up. We know that people like Michael Sethick, he's a sleazeball. He's been a sleazeball all his life. He just hasn't started being a sleazeball. He's a gutter rat. But we have to stand up to these people. These are the people that we need to make sure they understand. And I want to tell all you young folks out there, be careful what you do. Don't run out there and think everything is done. Whatever you do, be able to deal with the consequences. Because think about the team. Take one for the team. But do it right. That's what they do. Suicide bombers. That's what they do. They take one for the team. And that's what we have to show them, that we're willing to die for what is right. Listen, I want to thank you. This is part one of the Pinckney Show. In reference to the racist juror, Gail Freeland, who lives in Three Oaks, Michigan. She also worked with Blossom Time, so, you know, she wouldn't be too difficult to find. But I just want people to know that it's important that people understand, just do the right thing. It's so simple. Just do the right thing. Let's listen to a little Tracy Chapman. Let's hear, see what she got to say. Because Tracy Chapman is saying something. And I think that you people that's listening might enjoy thinking about it's time for a revolution. Yes, it is. It's time. See, we have to make them either put up or shut up. There's nothing more important than that. Put up or shut up. Thank you for listening. Listen to a little Tracy Chapman and have a great day.
Talking about a revolution, oh, 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 oh,